Good morning. How's everyone this morning? We have a lot of chairs up here where the children can sit. Some ones over here, maybe a few here left open for the children, and across here. So please feel free to come sit up here. Can't see my flowers from way back there very well. So if you want to, come sit up here. Well, thank you. And if there's anyone else that has the courage to come sit up here later on in the Sunday school, just go ahead and come on up and sit down. Maybe one of your friends is sitting up here and you can come sit by them. I think we still have a minute or so. But we could get started. So who has a song that they would like to sing? If somebody doesn't have a songbook, here's some more songbooks. Do you like one? Okay. There's extras here if someone would like another songbook. But who has the first song this morning they'd like to give out? Yes, sir. Number 25. Let's sing the first and last verse of number 25. Life at best is very brief. Says, come and start for heaven tonight. And that was put in there for poetic reasons, perhaps, but it means very soon. But what does the scripture say? Behold, when is the accepted time?
Now.
Now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Right now, come to the Lord Jesus. And I'm sure if the one who wrote this hymn knew that we were going to sing it in Sunday school this morning, the one who wrote this hymn would probably say, make sure the kids know that it means right now and not to wait till this evening. I have some flowers up here. The second verse says, fairest flowers soon decay, youth and beauty pass away. Oh, you have not long to stay. Be in time. You know, you may have heard this before, but I'll say it again. It seems like just yesterday that I was your age, sitting on the front row of a Sunday school just like this. And time has flown by so fast. Oh, I'm thankful that I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, but I'm concerned that maybe there's a boy or a girl here this morning that has still put it off, still not come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Come to the Lord Jesus this morning. Who else has a song? Okay. Number 28. Let's sing the first verse and the chorus of number 28.
Praise it is a charming sound, harmonious to the ear.
Hymns, and I wonder if we think much about what they're saying. Sometimes when we sing, especially if we know a song fairly well, boys and girls raised in the Sunday school have learned these songs from little on, and when we sing them, maybe we look around a little bit, but you know, it's good to remember what these songs are saying, what the words mean. Can each one of you this morning say, "And Jesus died for me personally"? Maybe you know that the Lord Jesus died, but haven't yet said, "Yes, He died for me personally," and taken the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Well, this morning, let's think about that, because we don't know. Like we sang before, life at best is very brief. We don't know. You know, when we were on our way here, we were coming out of a little town called Albion, Illinois, headed towards Mount Carmel. And about 4 miles out of town, we saw a lot of flashing lights on the side of the road, and it didn't look very good. When we got up there, there was a cement truck that was laid over in the ditch. And they were there, the emergency crew was there. But it was sad because they had a white sheet spread over the cab of that truck that was split open from the crash. Now, we don't know if that man or that woman, whoever was driving that concrete truck, we don't know if they actually survived or if they were taken in that accident. But how many of you think that the one who was driving that concrete truck said when they got up in the morning, "You know what, today I'm going to have a crash"? Raise your hand if you thought that's what they said. "Today, this morning when I get up, today could be my last day on earth." No, we don't know. I would be very surprised if that were the case, nor did any boy or girl here this morning get up thinking that. Oh, then it's important, isn't it, that we be in time? Because not only do we have situations like that, and the Lord is over all those things, but He tells us in His precious Word, "Behold, I come quickly. Come quickly." And the Lord is coming, and He could come before the Sunday school is over. And I feel burdened about that, that maybe there would be a boy or a girl left behind. Oh, be in time. Who else has a song to sing this morning? Okay. 28? 29. Okay, let's sing all of number 29.
A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and life.
Give out songs. Now how about a girl? Maybe there's a girl that would like a song. Okay. Number 41.
Around the throne of God in heaven the many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems ring singing. Oh.
This is a song of joy, isn't it? Glory, glory, glory be to God on high. It speaks of children singing that song. Older ones are going to sing that song too. But what is it that gives the children the joy and the older ones the joy as they sing this song? This song is a song that is going to be sung around the throne of God in heaven. And how do those children get there? This song tells us. And where do they get that joy that this song springs from? Where does it come from? Where does that joy come from? It comes from heaven, he says. Yes, originally it came from heaven. The Lord Jesus came down from heaven, came down as a man, and he walked through this world doing the glory of his Father and the will of his Father. And he went to the Calvary's cross, and there he died, and he bled for your sins and mine. And if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, He by His Spirit will impart into you this joy. And you too can sing this song, glory, glory, glory be to God on high. I wonder if every boy and girl will be there when this song is sung in heaven. We don't know when. Very soon, Lord Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." Okay. Let's put our books down and let's close our eyes, and we're just going to ask the Lord for His help this morning. Father, we come before Thee and seek Thy help this morning because we need it. And we pray for each one of these boys and girls here in the Sunday school. Thou knowest each heart. Thou knowest each condition. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that as we have Thy Word open before us and we speak of these things, that Thou would be magnified and that Thou would be precious to the hearts of each one of us. We pray that these children would have a sense of Thee in their souls this morning as we go over these scriptures together and as we say the verse and we look into Thy Word and speak of it. We just pray for a blessing from Thyself this morning, Lord Jesus. In Thy most worthy and precious name we pray, blessed Savior. Amen. Well, at the Sunday school in Pella, we all say the verse that was in the Sunday school paper. And if you would like to say the verse this morning, you can say the verse, and then we'll talk about the verse a little bit. And I'll say it first so that might refresh your memory a little bit. It says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Psalms 53:1. You remember that? Okay, who would like to be first? Ooh, there's a race. We'll start at this end of the row and we'll just work down here because I see some boys that are anxious to say, okay.
"The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalms 53:1.
Thank you very much. Would you like to say it too?
"The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 53:1.
Thank you. Very good. You want to also, don't you?
"The fool has said in his heart that there is no God." Psalms 53:1.
Very good. Would you like to say it? Undecided. Okay, you don't have to. Would you like to say it?
Psalm 53:1. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 53:1.
Very nice. How about over here? Would you like to say it?
"The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 53:1.
Thank you.
"The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 53:1.
"The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 53:1.
"The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 53:1.
Thank you. How about back here? Would you like to say it? Okay, would you? No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. And I'm sure there's others who have memorized it too. And that's good, isn't it, to commit the Word of God to memory. This is a solemn verse, isn't it? The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's a foolish thing to say, isn't it? And that's what the fool says in his heart, God's Word tells us, that there is no God. The first thing that I thought of when I thought of this verse is how foolish man could be to say that there is no God. And what is it that brings man to the point where they would say there is no God? It's pride, isn't it? They don't want to stand before God. Because if there was a God, they would have to do with him. So man would say there is no God out of his mouth, but he has a conscience that tells him that there is a God. But if he can say that out of his mouth, maybe he can persuade others that maybe to think similar thoughts. And then, consequently, if there was no God, then they have no one to answer to be responsible to. But there is a God. And I thought of these flowers. That's one of the first things I thought of. Lance has a flower garden at home. And right across the front of the chicken shed, he has some big, tall flowers. And one day, he was over there looking at those flowers, and he said, Dad, look, there's little flowers inside the big flowers. Have you ever seen that? Now, there's some flowers here this morning that are kind of like that. And I have some magnifying glasses here. If you want to come up and take a look at the inside of these flowers, please do. Who wants to come up here and take a look inside those flowers? Do you see a little flower inside the flower?
Yep.
Yep. Now, I'm not sure what these flowers are called. No? Yellow flowers they are. Very good. Would you like to look inside the flower? Yeah? You can pick any flower here you want to and look at it. You think you could put together a flower like that? I know some kids are pretty creative. I've seen some pictures that kids have drawn and seen some artwork and stuff. You think you could make a flower like that? You think that if we took a scissor and cut that flower all up in pieces, that you could put it back together just the way it was? No. God had to do a thing like that. We look at all the beauty of it all. Even from a little dandelion. You know that song we sang, the verse of it says, fairest